Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Many Israelis blame three elections in 1 year on Prime Minister Netanyahu. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to the broadcast table in 1 moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, talk to me about Netanyahu's indictment. Did that cause him a real problem? Was that maybe the reason for all of these elections and a possible defeat of Likud down the road?
I am not sure, and I would probably answer no. It doesn't give him good press or reflection in the media stories. But he, twice in elections, has pulled somewhere in the neighborhood of about 34, 35 or so seats, which is a large number and has matched numbers that he had in the past and even overcome some of them. So his public position or his public reflection or his image, shall I use better, was not hurt by these indictments. What hurt him was the fact that the blue and white said, we're not going to go into a government with a prime minister who's been indicted, even though the law doesn't say anything about that. In fact, the law says a serving prime minister cannot be taken out of office unless the trial is finished, including the various appeals. And I think we mentioned this on the program before, that could take up to 2 years, at least in these cases. So, no, I don't think so. It gives him a bad image in the media, and it allows other parties to stand off, but it doesn't hurt him as the leading candidate for the Likud.
And ultimately, he could be proven not guilty. He says he's not guilty, couldn't he?
Absolutely. We've had, off the top of my head, that I can remember at least three ministers who were indicted and not found guilty. Some were, but three others I know were not, yet they had to yield up their ministerial positions. And they could never come back because things move on. I mean, you know, someone replaced them. The trial took place over a year to 2 years. And, you know, you can't wind back the clock sometimes, especially in politics.
Winky Medad with details on the indictment of Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israelis blaming the prime minister for three elections in 1 year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. You may question how the indictment of Prime Minister Netanyahu fits into a prophetic scenario. Let me take a moment to explain. As Winky reported, other political parties do not want to join in a coalition government with an indicted prime minister. However, remember Romans 13 says that God places those in political power in their positions of leadership. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17 says that the Lord uses the political leaders to make political decisions that set the stage for prophecy to be fulfilled. And as Winky reported, Prime Minister Netanyahu may even be innocent. And that's exactly what the prime minister is claiming today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...